players are Manafort Brothers Incorporated, a Plainville-based construction company, and JFC Construction LLC, a minority-owned firm in Hartford. Last week, Manafort agreed to a $2.4 million fine for abuses of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Disadvantaged Business Enterprise, or DBE, program, which aims to increase participation in construction contracts for firms owned by women and minorities.
It's probably the most important legal decision that's come down in Connecticut on the issue of minority business development in 25 years.
That's Fred McKinney. He runs a group called the Greater New England Minority Supplier Development Council, which helps large companies contract with certified minority businesses. Federal prosecutors allege Manafort used JFC as a pass-through, putting them down as a minority-owned subcontractor for a road project in Bristol in order to qualify for federal money.
Essentially, we'll pay you to do X percent of the contract, and in exchange, you'll take that money and you'll hire A, B, C, and D companies who we want to use anyway, but are not qualified for the DBE certification.
Prosecutors say Manafort knew JFC wouldn't do any of the work. Manafort disputes that claim, and JFC declined comment for the story. But McKinney says it's not the first time he's heard of this arrangement.
I do hear complaints from DBE firms that they are not getting the opportunities and that companies are giving these opportunities to companies that have sort of questionable status.
And he hopes the ruling sends a clear signal to businesses around Connecticut.
I think the signal that this ruling represents is very important, because I think it will finally get the attention of abusers of the system, and we can sit down at the table and talk to companies that really haven't been doing this in the best interest of the law. And, I just hope that this ruling gets the attention as a wake-up call to all the prime contractors in the state that there, one, are legitimate DBEs out there that want to do the work, can do the work, and are looking for opportunities. And these types of actions not only do harm to those legitimate DBEs, they do harm to the reputation of the whole program, which in my view is a good program.
Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.